Working from home? Lisa's on your laptop at WICC600.com. It's the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
That sound sold over 20 million records. It had 22 top 40 hits, 5 number one hits, 6 Grammy Awards. That's the legendary Fifth Dimension. I grew up to that sound, that fabulous sound. And actually, there was an Academy Award-winning documentary that our next guest was a part of, Florence LaRue, a founding member of the Fifth Dimension and still going strong. She's going to be appearing at the Ridgefield Playhouse with the Fifth Dimension, August 5th at 8 p.m., and we've got a pair of tickets to give away later in the show. Florence LaRue, welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. What a pleasure to chat with you today. Hello.
Yeah, good morning. Can you believe it's been almost a year since we've talked?
I know, and I sent you my book after you sent me your book. Did you get my book? You did.
Yes, I did.
You wrote me a beautiful note.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you wrote me a beautiful note. I love the note. So we've each written books about our lives and our values, and we have a lot in common with each other, don't we, Florence?
Yes, we do. I think the most thing that we have is that we love the Lord.
Well, you know, I think you speak about it more than I do. My faith to me is it's like a very private thing, and I have to tell you the truth, Florence, it comes and goes a little bit. Comes and goes.
Well, I think that's true with a lot of us, you know. But I always say that no matter what religion you are, you don't, or if you're atheist, there's one God, and He loves us all, and I respect everyone's choice of religion. That I think that's one thing that will really help the world today.
Yeah, so do I.
Because if I always say that God wants spiritual fruits, not religious nuts.
Oh, that's all. That's a good one.
I believe in spirituality, which is more about the way you live and how you treat people than going around preaching to people.
You know, I do too, but there does seem to be a need for some people to insist that their way is the only way. It's about control, I think, to some extent. I don't really know what it is, but for a lot of people with faith, it's their way or the highway. They don't want to hear about anybody else.
All right. Well, we have to respect each other.
We definitely do. And so tell me, Florence, we're chatting with Florence LaRue. You know, in what parts of your life has your faith been there for you to get you through something?
Oh, Lisa, it's been my whole life. And I didn't realize it when I was younger. You know, people use the word luck. But I realize now that all through my life, my faith has been just there to get me through all kinds of things. I come from a wonderful mother, but my mother was divorced, and it was very difficult for her. I look back now and see how God has had my back through many, many things. As a matter of fact, that's one of the ways, believe it or not, I got into the Fifth Dimension. When I moved to California, went to college, got my degree in education, but I wanted to be in the movies, and I didn't know how to go about doing it. So friends of mine entered me into beauty contests, you know, hoping to be discovered. You hear these stories about these ladies being discovered. Well, I was blessed to win quite a few contests, Miss Valverde, Miss This, Miss That. Matter of fact, PBS, they showed when I was Miss Valverde. However, the year that I was in the Miss Bronze California contest, I won the talent. Lisa, there's no way at all that I was the most talented person in that contest. It was really a God thing. I think there are girls now who are wondering, how did she win?
Wow.
But years later, I met a gentleman and who said, I know you don't remember me, but I was one of the judges in the Miss California contest when you won. And all the young ladies came out in their beautiful gowns and presented their talents. He said, but when you came out wearing that white suit, that big white hat, and sang April in Paris in French, Eartha Kitt, who was one of the judges, looked at the rest of us and said, There's your winner.
Ooh. Wow.
Yes. Yes.
That's fantastic. And I know that you design your own clothes, Florence. We're chatting with Florence Louis. You're very big in your own fashion.
I don't design them, but I have a knack of putting things together in my own style.
You do.
For instance, I like big hats. As a matter of fact, I talk about this in my book. My book is called Grace in Your Second Act.
Mm-hmm.
It's about growing old gracefully, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I do talk about the way we dress.
Yes.
And you know, a lot of people, I'm 5'2". People say, oh, sure, people shouldn't wear big hats. I wear any hat I want.
Okay.
It's all about your attitude and what looks good and feels good to you.
That's so great. Are you, when you get out on stage and you sing the songs from the Fifth Dimension, do the songs, still seem very alive to you? Do they still resonate with the audiences? What do you think?
Oh, yes, Lisa. You know, it's very, I couldn't sing a song I did not believe in. And the Fifth Dimension songs are very special to me because each time I sing them, it's a different experience. And, you know, when I first began singing, I was very shy. And I didn't want to, and I'm nearsighted. So I was glad because I couldn't see the audience.
Mm.
And then later I got contact lenses and I was able to see the audience. Well, let me tell you what a difference that made in my performance, in the way I feel, because I enjoy communicating with my audience.
Yeah.
When I, for instance, when I sing One in a Spell, I see men crying.
Oh, boy.
You know, and I want my audience to feel something and to know what I'm singing about, because we all go through happiness and sadness, and I really, really enjoy communicating with the audience.
Florence, do you think you'll ever be back on stage with Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis again, the three of you? Because as a combination, and I know there were several others as well, two others, it was really quite a combination of voices. Do you think you guys will ever be on a stage together again?
Only God knows. You know, Ron Townsend is a big gentleman in the group, passed away some years ago. Lamont McLemore has retired and lost record. He's not, you know, very well. So I don't know. As a matter of fact, Marilyn, Billy, and I were having lunch next week. We're friends. We don't perform together. They perform as a duo,
mm-hmm.
and I continue with the Fifth Dimension.
Yeah, but you're having lunch next week? That's so nice. So you are friends. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. We're chatting with Florence LaRue, who's coming to Ridgefield very soon, and it'll likely be another sold-out event August 5th at 8 p.m., so don't forget to go get it. Florence, where are you living now? You're California? Where are you?
Oh, yes, I'm still in California.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it hot there today? What's the weather like today? Where are you in California?
It's very hot, but we don't have the humidity that the East Coast has, but I must tell you, Lisa, I miss the East Coast. I grew up in Pennsylvania, and I miss the change of seasons, although I'm not one for snow or humidity in the summer, but I just miss the people. I don't know, the whole Eastern atmosphere is something that I really miss. Some of my best friends are still there. I'm looking forward to seeing. Some of them are actually coming to the show. But I love the weather here in California, and I think I'll end up staying here.
Yeah, I bet. You have such amazing energy. You really do, Florence. I mean, you know, you're not a kid anymore, and I know you embrace your age and everything else, but you really
February
do have extraordinary
4th,
vitality. You do.
I'm not hiding. February 4th, I turned 80.
Wow.
Yes, and I tell my age because I want to encourage people to live and not exist as you get older. You know, as you get older, people stop. First of all, they stop moving. I walk at least 2 miles every day.
Mm.
I have participated in marathons. I keep active. And as I said in my book, you have to stay active mentally, physically, and spiritually. It all goes together, eating properly, exercise. You know, we all know these things, but we don't do them.
You're right about that.
And it takes action.
Yeah, you're right about that, Florence. I mean, it's,
mm-hmm.
it's we do all know the right things to do. But, you know, then we see the Hershey chocolate bar or somebody has cookies. It's hard.
Well, and you can eat those things.
Yeah,
but in moderation.
Moderation.
As a matter of fact, I do have a couple of recipes in my book, which you can get on Amazon. It's called Grace in Your Second Act. And for the young people, it's how to prepare for your second act. And for the older people, it's how to enjoy your second act. And it's never too late to start. People say, oh, well, I'm 60. It's too late. No, it's never too late.
No, I agree with that. That's for sure. Florence LaRue, such a pleasure. Listen, I think last year I wasn't in town, so I wasn't able to see you in the concert. But this year I think I am, and I want to come backstage. I want to meet you in person, give you a hug, take a picture. So
please,
I'm going to be there. Absolutely. August 5th, I'm going to put it on my calendar. Okay?
Now, does the station give you tickets? Or
yeah, we have a pair of tickets. No, well, I'll worry about it. Richfield will give me tickets. I'm not worried about it. But,
okay, wonderful.
We also have a pair of tickets we're going to be giving away in just a few minutes. And here's Let the Sun Shine. This is your voice, Florence. This is a huge hit. So great. Thanks for coming
I'm
on
so
the show
looking,
with us. Mwah. Safe
I'm
travels.
I'm so looking forward to meeting you in person.
Me too. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Florence LaRue on the Lisa Wexler Show.